What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was McAfee on Skeens and referencing Paul saying before the season started that he thought it was kind of embarrassing that the apex moment of the last 30 years of the Pirates was the wild card game in 2013 and wanting to bring winning baseball back to Pittsburgh. And if you saw him, the pictures, the video in the dugout after his complete game, his first of his career, was wasted by the Pirates' offensive hitting ineptitude, losing 1-0, having a chance to manufacture a run, a bad bunt attempt by Adam Frazier. He shouldn't even be here. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, their big pickup at the trade deadline last year, a guy who said, "I know winning baseball. This team is it. It's going to be a winner," just like I saw with the Yankees and Blue Jays. Grounds into a double play, and they lose. Only offense they generated all day. Yeah, he did not look like a guy that was believing in the process and thinking that he could be the engine towards winning here. I played McAfee on purpose because I want to talk about Donnie here. Donnie was the reason why that conversation happened today. Donnie was front and center on ESPN.
Donnie was the reason yes. that Pat McAfee was randomly affecting a different, deeper voice for Paul Skeens as if he needs one.
Do you know that yet? Have your friends texted you, or has anybody texted in to say you were on ESPN today and they were talking about you?
No, the first I'm hearing of it is
right now.
Yeah.
So how is Donnie the reason then?
So they, in the first hour of the show, talk about the weekend and Scheffler winning the PGA and that stuff. And then
I bet
they
called Scotty a dog.
And then they get into what happened with Skeens yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Tone Diggs, they go to his expert Pittsburgh opinion on it. And listen to what happened after that.
I think I kind of wrestled with this yesterday. I think I'm no longer a Pirates fan, and I'm just going to go join whatever team Paul goes to. I think I'm just going to change fandom to that team.
I saw a tweet. And I think you're mocking that tweet right now.
No, I agreed with it.
Okay, because I do believe the people in Pittsburgh will feel a connection with Paul Skeens forever.
Yeah, I saw that tweet and I agreed with it, so yeah.
Yeah, so whenever the tweet, there's a tweet that came out that was like, I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates are taking into account that whatever team Paul Skeens goes to, a lot of Pirates fans are just going to become a fan of that particular team. I think it's probably an accurate assessment. I think a lot of people will be Paul Skeens fans.
As long as this ownership group is still the owners, then yeah.
So did Pat, like, was Pat all ready to make fun of you? And then when Tone sincerely said, like, no, I agreed with it, Pat, like, instantly on the fly goes, oh, that's probably...
Knew the tweet, but then I don't think they put up the graphic of Donnie's tweet. but Pat knew everything about it. And that's who else could they have been talking? That's you, right? I mean, you were the one person.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody else put it out
that
there.
That started that debate in the morning show, tackled this issue too, and said that Donnie was getting clobbered for it. Now an opinion that McAfee and Tone Diggs both agree with. So what did you say exactly? I can paraphrase it, but I'd rather you just read what you said that got national attention today.
I said, when the Pirates inevitably fail Paul Skeens while in Pittsburgh, there will be quite a large contingent of fans following him to his next team, and I'm not sure how many will be left after that.
And did you feel like most people that responded to that agreed with Pat and Tone that you were right, that Paul is going to be like the last straw for people and it's going to cause this?
No, and in fact, I'm actually surprised at the amount of people that continued to defend the organization. Like, no, we've been through this. You're showing your age. This happens to us all the time. And it's like they're failing to...
Showing your age in what respect? Like you're young and naive, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Hold on. This happens to us all the time. Then stop letting it happen. And just, if you're that beaten down by it, why would you
keep subjecting yourself to it? And, you know, I know that Austin brought up, like, well, nobody followed McCutchen when he went to the Giants. Listen, this isn't the same.
They had already had three great seasons where he was the MVP and they won 94, 88, and 98 games with him.
They traded him in the shadows of seasons where they won a lot. They didn't win the whole thing. They won a lot, especially for a team of this size and given what we know the owner will or will not do. Andrew McCutchen had an MVP season. He is not a generational player the way that Paul Skeens is. They got a golden arm given to them on a silver platter, and they are one of the worst teams in baseball. And I'm not saying that I would be the person that would lead the charge in the jumping of the ship, but I'm not going to blame anybody who does. Like, how much more do you want to put up with? And people, like, took an odd pride of... Nobody would ever do this. You sure about that? You telling me for an absolute fact there would not be any Pirates fans that after how they have done these last 10 years following their last playoff appearance, they get gifted the best pitcher in baseball. They are only going to continue what they are doing right now, where they spend very little as he gets more and more expensive. We know for an absolute fact he will not be here after 4 to 5 years. If they don't get something accomplished while he is here, when will they? When will they ever have a better opportunity than right now? They're going to call up another pretty damn good pitcher too. When will they ever have a better opportunity to take advantage of what they have than right now? And you're telling me that it won't piss you off as a fan that they're going to let this guy walk, they'll let the next guy walk, and they will blow this opportunity. You're telling me if that happens, if they go through this whole thing with not so much as a playoff appearance or playoff win, you will not look at this as, man, don't worry. I'm sure they'll bounce back. I'm sure they'll find a way to be great again. You are kidding yourself.
So then my question back to you is, why wouldn't you be one of those people? What's keeping you from doing that? What's keeping you from being the guy that says, yeah, it's just going to be a vicious cycle that never ends? What's stopping me from just adopting Paul Skeens' new team? Why not do that yourself? I mean, I'd have no problem with it. I mean, people that were Patriots fans followed Brady to Tampa. People that were LeBron fans have followed him to Miami, LA, Cleveland. They don't just root for one team. If you're that defeatist about the Pirates, and who could blame you, why wouldn't you just follow him to his next team?
I mean, I very well may, because by the time we get to that point, and this is only the first full season we've had this guy. We've gone through one offseason with them having Paul Skeens and knowing how good he is.
Yeah.
So I very well, if I'm already this annoyed, I very well could be one of those people that do it. And it may not necessarily be fans jumping to another team, because that's what a lot of people wanted to point out. Like, oh, you know, this guy went here. You know, Bonds went to the Giants and Kutch went to the Giants. We didn't all just jump with those guys wherever they went. Again, Bonds, when he was here, the team did a whole hell of a lot of winning. When McCutchen was in his prime, this team did a whole hell of a lot of winning. We are seeing them waste a generational player. And I really have the fear it is going to continue to be wasted. But here's what else that could happen. It won't necessarily be they jump to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox, whoever.
Yeah.
They might just stop with baseball altogether.
I think that's the point I like even more.
I think that's the more realistic one, because if it's a Dodgers or Yankees team, a lot of people are going to have a very hard time saying, okay,
and I think people have a soft spot for him and they'll want to see him do well. I don't think they'll adopt the team all the way.
I'm on Pony's side with this.
But they'll root for him.
They'll root for him and they just will stop caring about following a daily baseball team.
I think that's the even bigger thing here, because listen, we're already almost starting to see it now, and he's on the team.
I said it from the beginning.
If it's a game that he's not pitching, even when it's a weekend, they're barely cracking 10K. They had 12,500 at a game on a Friday night.
I said it when they drafted him, that if they didn't do right by the team and like build a good team around him, it was going to make things even worse. I think it makes it doubly worse that the owner is on the record in print having said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I think I've done all I can from a resource standpoint to give them what they need to succeed, and now it just comes down to be good, do a good job on the field. That comment is basically washing his own hands of like any issue here. I'm not the problem. Look at the GM or look at the players actually playing. Like, that is the damning quote here that I cannot get away from. By the way, Phil Maines wanted to make sure you got a true shout out. They say SA, like instead of S-O, they say SA
A-H-T,
for
shout
out. He said Tone just could not remember who sent it, but Phil Maines is listening, and he wanted to know that you deserve a true shout-out.
Yeah, you created a national buzz here with this take, and I didn't know the part about you getting pushback and crushed for it until I heard Crowley say this morning that you were getting clobbered for it on social media, but you can never tell with Adam if he's just
goofing around,
yeah,
kind of the way you can never tell with you.
He asses off all the time, which is which is an endearing quality that I happen to see.
I do think it's weird that some of the people who were going after you were like lecturing you,
like the Pirates are my cross to bear.
We've seen this before.
Cool.
That makes you kind of the loser if you just sit there and put up with it and are almost like badge of honor. Yeah, I root for this team. Yes, they drag me through hell on a regular basis, and it feels like emotionally abusive, but they're mine.
Well, and then people will bring up, okay, like, how can't you be loyal to the Pirates? They're your team. You know, we may hate the owner, we may hate Bob Nutting, but how can't you be loyal to them? I understand, like, the point that they're trying to make, where it's, yeah, you know, I'm not going to hate the actual players on the team, and I can hate the owner more. You know, that the point that they want to try to make there. He is not going anywhere. He is not going anywhere. And until he does, you will continue to put yourself through that.
Well, I think the way fans will ultimately react if they don't do some amount of winning with Skeens, and how that affects fans' relationship with the team, does speak again to like the point you raised at the beginning of the year. Like, the Pirates still think that they've got this incredible player who's going to drive revenue and get people to games and make people into Pirates fans. Well, I think they're already finding that that's a very delicate line, and they're actually alienating a lot of their fans right now. I listened to the...
Well, it's not just that they're not competing. They're wretched.
I listened to Jeff's post-game show. If I worked for the Pirates, I would have heard that and fainted. Like, it was just... And Jeff was not he was not a Pied Piper. He literally just threw the number out there and said, what do you want to say about this game? And it was just bludgeon after bludgeon from fans saying, I just can't take this anymore.
But I think the danger is, so we work in sports talk, and we hear from those people who are passionate enough to at least bring out the yeah. hammer. How, just humor me here, how uncountable is the number of people who are sitting out maybe on the deck with their neighbors hanging out, were watching like the PGA Championship and flipped on their phone and said, you won't believe this one, guys. Skeens threw a complete game, gave up one run. Anyway, the Pirates lost 1-0, and then everyone chuckles about it and goes on about their day because it almost doesn't register emotionally.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.